In this episode, you'll discover the ancient wisdom of Miley Cyrus. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to the Kintsugi Podcast, a show about helping survivors of mental and physical trauma reclaim their strength and resilience through the art and philosophy of Kintsugi, which shows us when we break, we can heal beautifully. In this episode, I'll share one of the microdose practices that helped me during my recovery and a tip to help you reclaim your power and enhance your digital health. Oh, and I'll also share the wisdom of Miley Cyrus. Given all the stressors in life, it's common for many of us to walk around always tense, but it doesn't feel that way because, well, it feels normal, right? This is where the microdose practice of progressive muscle relaxation comes in. I used it during my recovery and I use it to this day. And you can do it anywhere. Let me show you how. It's a practice that will help you enhance your body awareness. And it's done by focusing on a particular body part, tensing it up or tightening it for about 3 to 4 seconds. And then as you breathe out, release that body part. Allow it to relax. And if you're game, let's do a short practice together. I'll invite you to place your attention on your hands or another body part that might be more accessible. And clench your hands into a fist. Squeeze tight enough to create tension, but not pain. And we'll hold this for 3 to 4 seconds. And now on your breath out, open the hands, allow them to relax. Notice that? That sense of real tension when you clenched your fist, and that beautiful feeling, that sensation when you allowed your body to relax. Again, you can do this practice anywhere, and you can do it for the full body by starting at your feet and working your way up the body, ending on that beautiful crown that rests on top of your head. I'll invite you to try this out over the next couple days and let me know how you feel. All right, now I want to share with you one simple digital wellness tip that can help improve your mental and physical health, as well as your connection with yourself and those around you. I think we've all been there, that feeling that we have that we're thinking the phone is running us and we're not running our phone. Well, if you've been there, congratulations, you're human. Join the club. I know I've been there. And there are certain apps that always seem to whisper, come hither, and they draw us back into our phones. For those apps, for today, try to delete them if you're feeling bold and courageous. But if you're not, totally cool, try putting them into a folder on your phone that's a little bit more difficult to access. And see how this changes your habitual pattern of just grabbing the phone and checking those same old apps. For you, this might be an easy way to reclaim your power over your smartphone. Just like that wise guru known as Miley Cyrus has taught us, we run things. Things don't run we. We have power over our phones. We're strong, and we can take it back. As always, thanks for being here. I appreciate you. In this episode, I shared the value of progressive muscle relaxation and how to reclaim more power over your phone by deleting an app or putting it into a special folder. And don't forget, we discovered the wisdom of Miley Cyrus. And if you wish to further enhance your digital wellness, I'll invite you to take my smartphone wellness check. It's free, and you can find the link in the show notes and discover how to scroll less and live more. And I hope you'll join us each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:11 a.m. Eastern here on Kintsugi and discover how we can celebrate our scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. Again, thanks for being here. I appreciate you.